The debate over the use of ivermectin is continuing, with a KwaZulu-Natal healthcare scientist stating that while COVID-19 vaccines were the only way to get the country out of the pandemic, the antiparasitic drug ivermectin can help sick patients. University of KwaZulu-Natal Professor Colleen Elders says that despite some scientists saying that there was lack of evidence on the drug efficacy to treat the disease, it did hold clinical benefits, and we welcome her on the line. Professor Colleen, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So you do not agree with researchers who believe that current research show that ivermectin has no significant effect on COVID.
No, I don't agree with them. And I'll tell you why. They are waiting for one large single randomized control trial. And I've looked at the entire evidence beyond randomized control trials. And I've seen that there's a lot of research that's been done in the laboratories to show the safety and efficacy of ivermectin. And there's a lot of evidence on the ground, with doctors having prescribed it now for 6 months since it was made legal to use in South Africa. And they're having really good results. In Zimbabwe as well, Dr. Jackie Stone, in India, across the world, people are having really good results with using ivermectin. So those people who are saying that there's insufficient evidence, they base their definition of evidence only on a randomized controlled trial. And I believe that in a pandemic, that's not appropriate. People are dying. We can't wait for more trials.
Yes. So in terms of, the effect that it has, do you see ivermectin as a drug that can prevent people from getting COVID-19, or rather drug that can assist in the management and treatment of COVID-19?
I think its primary importance is treating sick people and treating them very early on. So the minute they know they've got COVID, they must go on to ivermectin, and its cocktail. It should not be used in isolation. There have been some trials, not many, that have shown efficacy in prophylaxis. And I do see that it could play a role in prophylaxis in populations that have not yet had access to the vaccine, or where somebody in a home actually gets COVID and the rest of the people are exposed and have not been vaccinated. I believe that they should be able to get a prophylaxis dose at that point. But I need to stress that it's not a replacement for the vaccine at all.
Yes. As you've indicated that, there are those experts who continue to say that there's insufficient data on ivermectin. You, as a geneticist and a clinical researcher that has scrutinized more than 170 scientific papers, so what are your findings from that?
The majority of those 170-odd papers all point to the fact that ivermectin has a positive impact on the disease. The majority of them are saying that ivermectin actually does help. There are a few, and I can mention one recently, where the title was that ivermectin is ineffective. But if you look at the study and you look at the numbers, there were still more people in the ivermectin arm that did better. It's just that it did not reach statistical significance. So that's the problem in science. A thing might work, but if you don't get a p-value of 0.05, it's tossed out the window. And that will happen if the trial is done on very low doses, for example, as was that study in Argentina. And as I'm expecting the principal trial in England to come out, if you have a low dose, it's not going to have a statistically significant difference. It will show some difference, but it won't get the title ivermectin is the answer.
Mm. Why then is there still this reluctance to promote ivermectin as one of the drugs to use in the battle against COVID-19?
I don't understand it in terms of humane attitudes towards science. We get to a point now where there's enough evidence and people can make either a type 1 or a type 2 error decision. And you've got people saying, we've got enough. It shows that the drug is safe. We have seen some efficacy. It doesn't cost much. Let's give it to patients. And if you do your large randomized control trial and it shows it doesn't work, it doesn't matter. Giving some people the drug. But then you've got a whole lot of other people, usually people who are trained as clinicians, who see that the only kind of research that can be used is a randomized control trial, which is a sliver of the kind of research that can be done. So unless they are satisfied with a large randomized control trial, they are going to say they will not support the use of ivermectin. But I think there's another concern that might be valid, and it's a fear that if people think that ivermectin is an answer, they won't go for the vaccination, and that is a mistake. People must take the vaccine if they can have access to it. So it shouldn't replace the vaccine, and that might be why people are so anti it. But generally, they just give a one-line answer, not insufficient evidence.
Yes. As the situation stands at the moment, what is SAHPRA's stance on ivermectin? Are medical practitioners still able to prescribe it under certain circumstances for specific patients? And which patients would currently be candidates for ivermectin?
Okay, SAHPRA is still standing by their decision. There are two ways that doctors can prescribe ivermectin. One is the compassionate use program, and the other one is they can prescribe it off-label. So doctors are free to prescribe it, but it's not registered as a drug for COVID. And I don't believe there's enough evidence yet for that to happen. We need to need pharmacokinetic and pharmacodynamic studies to happen as well. But there's enough evidence to say that it can work right now. And doctors can use it, and people can ask doctors to prescribe it. And if your doctor doesn't want to, you can go and find another doctor.
As simple as that. This is really, something enforcing an issue that has been there for a while. And we appreciate you adding to the discussion, Professor Colleen. Thank you very much for sharing this information with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Have a lovely afternoon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.